Virginia Frank is a mother and grandmother from Largo and a woman who had an abortion.
When I visited Planned Parenthood that day, I felt very pressured. I felt very coerced. I believe they are a business to make money. I believe they claim to help women. I believe we are extremely distraught when we are in those kinds of situations.
And she says she regrets her decision.
I have not been raped, but I am a survivor of incest. And I have to tell you that being in that emotional state is the hardest thing to go through. At least from my perspective, it was an extremely hard thing to go through. And I think if only I had had a cooling off period where you can stop and think.
That's why she says she's in favor of a measure by Miami Republican Anna Terry Flores, the bill's Senate sponsor.
Senate Bill 724 requires that the information that is currently required to be presented by a physician to a pregnant woman prior to termination of pregnancy, that information be given 24 hours prior to the procedure. And that is essentially the bill.
But speaking at the bill's last committee hearing Monday, Planned Parenthood's Leandra Little opposed the measure.
I really feel that this is an attempt to put another burden on women. And it really does take away from a woman's private decision with their doctor. What they cannot make illegal, they are trying to make impossible.
Miami Beach Democrat Gwen Margolis tried to put forth an amendment to allow the 24-hour waiting period be waived for cases of rape and incest.
The bottom line is that sometimes a woman has more of a problem talking about this to family.
It was later substituted for new language by Flores that would allow for more exemptions. But it comes with a caveat, as explained by the amendment's House sponsor, Orlando Republican Renee Plasencia, on the floor Tuesday.
This amendment is exempting women who were victims of rape, incest, domestic violence, and human trafficking. As part of the amendment in the statute, it says that they must present a physician's copy of a restraining order, a police report, medical record, or other court order or documentation evidencing that she is obtaining the abortion because she is a victim of what I had just mentioned.
Some lawmakers, like House Democratic Leader Mark Pafford, weren't too thrilled with the latter part of the amendment and asked if at least those victims of incest could be excluded, which Plasencia said he'd consider. Others argue that if putting a waiting period in place is important for women, then doing the same should be acceptable for men getting vasectomies. And Tallahassee Democratic Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda offered that amendment Tuesday.
If you have women thinking about abortions for 24 hours, I think men ought to be thinking about vasectomies for 24 hours. I've heard this amendment referred to as if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, but it goes much farther than that. In my religion, I'm Catholic, it is a sin to have a vasectomy. We are trying to codify in Florida statutes the idea of women reflecting on abortion, and many of the members in this chamber believe that abortion is a sin.
But she was forced to withdraw her amendment as having nothing to do with the actual bill. And House sponsor Mountain Door Republican Jennifer Sullivan says she believes in the virtues of her own bill.
My reason for bringing this bill before you is simple, and that's to empower women. Empowering women to make an informed decision versus an unexpected, rushed, and pressured one. From my own personal experiences, I have witnessed the pressure placed upon a woman, especially younger women, by their parents, friends, and spouse or boyfriend to make a rushed decision.
The House measure is now slated for a vote Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.